Poetry is the synthesis of hyacinths and biscuits. Carl Sandburg.
Sarah Rulin is a law student in Bloomington, Indiana. Her work has appeared in Rhino, Slipstream, Monday Night, and New Journal, among other journals. She is the recipient of the 2007 George Wedge Poetry Prize and has been nominated for a Pushcart Prize. Welcome to the Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. I'd like to take a moment here to thank Jenny Kander for inviting me to begin co-hosting the Poet's Weave with her. It's been an honor to have been a guest in the past, and I'm pleased and excited to join Jenny, our producer Luann, and the other staff of WFIU on the Poet's Weave. Welcome, Sarah. What hyacinth biscuits have you brought to share with us today?
This is untitled. They put flowers on everything in those days, even on the kittens who must have scratched. That is what the servants did. Hannah, come bedeck the cat, and when you are finished, go strew blossoms about the eaves. It so pleases Edward. That sort of thing. Hannah, hanging off the portico to fill the urns with cowslips. Hannah in the pasture to fill the cows with mums. Hannah at midnight in the scullery, bestrewing the pots and pans. Smart little nosegays for the gentlemen, sweet posies for the gals. When they went west, it was Hannah's job to wreath the buffalo in ragweed, beflower the bones in chicory and phlox, adorn each cowpat with a black-eyed Susan, the colors, you know. Upon encountering the Pacific, Hannah was dispatched to fill it with buttercups. Armful upon armful, she piled into the surf. In the evening, they saw the last of her dripping in gold, a buttercup whale carrying her out into the sea. Can't get me. I'm going to need to get under here, under this leaf here, under this leaf and under the wood chip beneath it, and perhaps under the rock beneath that. I'm going to need to get under that rock, and also under the spider, fat and fleshy, too big to notice me, hunting spider. Spider, watch out for stinging wasps. They will sting you and put their eggs into you. I'm going to need to get under this tree, smelling of tree thought. I'm going to need to get under the tree thought, which thinks, go leaf, go leaf, go red leaf, go brown. Later it will think, clink, clink, click, click, sigh, in the frozen wind. I am going to need to get under this little snake, this curl of poison sleeping under this thinking tree. I am going to need to get under this curl of poison which dreams of frogs the size of stars reflected in the pond. I am going to need to get under these ants too busy rushing around to notice, these ants carrying the carcass of my brother who did not get out of the cold. I am going to need to get under this, all of this. Trains. 1. If you string your hammock between two trains, you are in for a wild ride. 2. Jack Kerouac stood on his head in a boxcar, but I cannot even stand on my head in my room. 3. A train standing still looks like a building, but a building does not look like a train standing still. 4. A train does not wail because it is lonely. It wails because it is afraid. 5. The trains of different voices are like an orchestra. They are of great difference in timbre and tone. There are piccolo trains and oboe trains and trains like bass viols. These voices will all strike you as coming from a train, but there is a train voice that you will recognize like the smell of your mother's skin. You will not realize this until you hear this voice in Dakar. Then you will realize just how homesick you really are. 6. Trains run and run to the ends of the earth. Sometimes a train overshoots its mark and falls off into the sky. It becomes a sky train, circling and circling the world, but unable to remount its track eternally. This is why trains are afraid. This, and also because they are afraid they might hit you. But if they whistle in the middle of the night in January in a western lightless plane, it is because they are near the end of the earth, and they know it.
You've been listening to poems by Sarah Rulin on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.